This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3845, for Friday, the 28th of April, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Using Mux, the Terminal Multiplexer Overview. It is part of the series Lightweight Apps. It is the 50th show of Archer 72, and is about 12 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Archer 72 uses Mux and restores sessions between reboots.
Hello, this is Archer 72. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, I use Tmux and I layer it so that my main window is on my main computer and the other sub-windows are on remote computers or Raspberry Pis. You may be asking, what is Tmux? Well, it is a program which runs in a terminal and allows other terminal programs to be run inside it. Each program inside Tmux gets its own terminal managed by Tmux, which can be accessed from the single terminal where Tmux is running. This is called multiplexing, and Tmux is a terminal multiplexer. Tmux and any programs running inside it may be detached from the terminal where it is running, the outside terminal, and later reattached to the same or another terminal. Programs running inside Tmux may be full-screen interactive programs like VI or TOP, shells like Bash or KSH, or any other program that can be run in a Unix terminal. There is a powerful feature set to access, manage, and organize programs inside Tmux, both interactively and from scripts. The main uses of Tmux are to protect running programs on a remote server from connection drops by running them inside Tmux, allowing programs running on a remote server to be accessed from multiple different local computers, work with multiple programs and shells together in one terminal, a bit like a window manager. The terminal I have been using for this is Rockterm, and when you uncheck the show menu bar, it has a nice minimal interface look to it. Tmux works on the basis of a prefix key, which by default is Control-B is the prefix. And in my tmux.conf, I set it to Control-A for the main window. Do that by, in the tmux.conf, set space dash G space prefix space C dash A, which stands for Control A. Next line is unbind space C dash B for Control B. It does what it says, it unbinds the Control B function. The next line, bind space C dash A space send prefix. It binds the Control A. The next line is set W space dash G. The next line starts with set W, and I won't read it out. It's a longer command, and it sets the colors for the window. Now that you have a tmux.conf file, when you open Tmux, you can use T space A space dash D, and that opens Tmux by attaching it and then detaching what you have been using before. In the case of just starting Tmux new, you will have just a single window labeled 0:: and bash if you're using a bash shell. You can create a new window or several by using prefix C for create, and then you repeat that several times for a couple different windows. And if you want to go back to the original one that you created, use prefix 1 to go back to the first window. You might want to make a couple splits, so you use prefix and percent sign, which will do a horizontal split. And if you want to split that window vertically, use prefix and quotation marks. Say I'm working on my RetroPie. In the first window, I go to prefix 1, and it doesn't have a name, but by default is bash, because I'm working in a bash shell. So I use prefix :, rename dash window, and then I give it a name of RetroPie. It's what I'm working on, and then enter. So next I want to start up a mutt session, and I hit prefix 2 to go to the second window I had created, and type in mutt, which is my email client, and it starts that up and asks for a password, and then I can start looking at my Gmail from there. Now I want to go back to my RetroPie window, which I think is, I said, is a single window, and I do the prefix 1, and I want to make a couple splits like I discussed before, and I also want to run tmux on my RetroPie. But if I use the same prefixes, it won't work correctly. So on the RetroPie, I change it up a little, and in the conf file, the tmux.conf file, instead of changing the prefixes to A, I change it to F. I probably could change it to something else. It just seemed logical at the time. On the tmux.conf on the remote servers, I bound the prefix to be F by going back again and setting prefix C-F, unbind C-B for control B, and bind C-F space send prefix. Now I can navigate tmux either locally with control A and wherever I want to go, or control F when I'm in the window that has the remote session. Prefix O is how you cycle between the different panes in a window, or you can do prefix and the arrow keys up, down, left, right, or if you want to go from the upper left to the lower right, you can do prefix and the down and right arrow at the same time. But what would happen if you had all the windows set up and then you either had to reboot or the computer shut down? You lose everything unless you had the tmux resurrect and tmux continuum plugins. To install TPM, which is the tmux plugin manager, tmux resurrect and tmux continuum, navigate to /.tmux/plugins and git clone the plugins into that directory. If you're already in a tmux window, You just need to press prefix I and it will load the plugins. But this is only after you put the entries for where the plugins are located in your tmux.conf file. I will leave the complete configuration file in the show notes. Be sure to put in the line at the end where it says run space dash b space tilde slash dot tmux slash plugins slash tpm slash tpm. Next, create a directory slash dot tmux slash resurrect. This is where tmux resurrect and tmux continuum saves are located. Do nothing and tmux continuum saves automatically every 15 minutes. At any time, use prefix plus control S to save a snapshot of your session. To restore a session to the last save before reboot, use prefix plus control R. Here are the steps to restore to a previous point in time. Make sure you start this with a fresh tmux instance. Cd tilde slash dot tmux slash resurrect. Locate the save file you'd like to use for restore. File names have a timestamp. Symlink the last file to the desired save file, ln-sf, and the file name, last. Do a restore with tmux resurrect key prefix plus control R. That's all I have. Hope it was useful. Thank you for listening, and be sure to record a show of your own. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.